awesome viewers. Today we've got a story that's a bit crazy. Let's dive into the perfect Montreal adventure with our friend Diana.
Hey everyone! So, my story is set on an extremely upsetting day. There was stuff everywhere because I was packing all the things that I had sold online. I was also on the phone with my friend Emily. Yep, I did a bunch of things at once. Well, there was a very long chit-chat until I finally finished packing everything. I felt like a multitasking superhero. But then I noticed that a disaster struck. My cat Whiskers was missing. I was terrified. I yelled at my mom, and we started searching everywhere. He had always been really attached to us, so it was a strange behavior for him. 2 days passed, and there were still no updates on Whiskers' whereabouts. I was starting to lose hope he was going to come back. Then, on that same day, I received a call from a stranger's number. It was slightly odd, but of course I answered. It was from the girl who I sold all my stuff to. Get ready, guys, because that's the moment of the story where people start calling me a bad pet mom. The girl told me that I had sent my cat to her in one of the boxes. Can you believe it? Whiskers had crawled into one of the boxes while I was distracted chatting on the phone. I couldn't believe it. My cat had gone to Montreal before I did. It was astonishing. Jokes aside, I felt devastated after that. My cat had gone through a 2-day trip inside a filthy box. No food, no water, just my old stuff in there. Since then, I've never tried to do more than one thing at a time. I think multitasking may work for some people, but not for me.
Whiskers survived a very unpleasant adventure. Multitasking can be really tricky, but I'm glad to know that your cat is back home. And there you go, folks. That was the perfect Montreal adventure. Stay tuned for more fun stories.